This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dabo Swinney sat down with us yesterday.
Jim. He was great.
I'm
a huge fan.
Yep. He was awesome. I sit there and go, how does any high school player pick somewhere else to go play?
I agree, Sean. Man. I told the guys when I did the toss with them earlier in the loop, I was like, you just know... When you're around Dabo Swinney, like it hits you really fast where you're like, this is why he's so successful. Look, you got to be able to manage young kids and put a team together and be good schematically and game plan and all that. But you have to have, like, the best college coaches have an aura around them. And I've been around them, and I'm like, and this guy has an aura. But it's such a great positive vibe. And you get caught up in what he's saying, and you're hanging on every word because he's so convincing when he's talking to you.
Yeah. He was a position coach when they promoted him. You know, when they promoted him to interim coach a decade ago, however long it's been. He was the wide receivers coach, I want to say. And so
that
says something about the guy's ability to sell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that Urban Meyer, same thing. Urban Meyer was a wide receivers coach at Notre Dame when he got his first head coaching job at Bowling Green. I feel like guys like that, if you get promoted from a position coach to a head coach, at the very least, you're an amazing talker.
Yeah. You know, it's a mindset. I mean, these guys, it's kind of, they talk about the same stuff all the time. Is it for me? No. But I like that there's guys out there that this is their passion, is connecting with young men and using football as a way to help better these guys and give them a life. And, you know, he's all in on being a coach at the college level. And I love that.
And he was going for a three-peat at the Bear Bryant Award last night. Didn't get it. It went to Scott Frost.
Who?
I know.
Yeah.
And if you missed our conversation with Dabo, go to sportsradio610.com. It's definitely worth checking out. It's downright inspirational if you're a Texans fan, the stuff he says and essentially predicts about Deshaun Watson moving forward, including a full recovery and him playing again at a high level at the QB spot. But Sean, I think you asked him about another Clemson alum that he coached, of course, DeAndre Hopkins, who he congratulated on his first team All-Pro selection. And he did say that, you know, he identifies, I mean, he was a walk-on receiver at Alabama. You mentioned interim head coach. He had to prove himself.
Yeah.
He also, at the beginning of his coaching career, spent 2 years in real estate before going back into coaching and kind of finding his groove and
I bet the guy would have been an amazing real estate salesman.
I couldn't agree more. That brought us to D-Hop's story.
He came to Clemson. He was 180, skinny as a rail, maybe not 180. And he was a basketball player. In fact, he wanted to play basketball, so I let him play basketball the first year or so, and then, you know, I'm like, listen, you got to get dialed in on your craft here, and he left at about, I don't know, 210, and just one of the most dominant players I've ever coached, and great skill, and it's easy to see his skill, but, you know, it's the stuff inside, just like Deshaun, that makes him special. Yeah, there's a lot. Good receivers are a dime a dozen. Guys that can run, guys that can jump. There's a lot of guys that can catch a ball. But the relentlessness to go do it, that's a different deal. And he will claw your eyeballs out to catch a ball. He will claw your eyeballs out to beat you and pick up basketball. I mean, he just is this – he is a grinder, and he has a chip on his shoulder. It's like he's always trying to prove something. Every time it doesn't matter how many touchdowns he catches, how many circus catches he makes. Every time he steps a field, he's got something to prove.
These floors right here, these are solid oak floors. This microwave right here is the greatest microwave, and these granite countertops are the night. Can you picture yourself?
What? Him saying it makes it true, though.
Can you picture yourself making pizzas on these granite countertops right here?
Can you imagine
the meals that you're going to eat in this great room right here when you come in and sit down?
Do you hear me? You hear me in the back going, making those noises that they teach you on radio not to do.
Right.
Because I want Dabo to think that I'm really into this, and I was, though.
You're trying to make sure he knows.
I want him to know.
By grunting.
Mm-hmm, And so when he's talking, I'm sitting there going, man, he's right, though. If you watch, if you listen to the Triple Threat in TED Talk, you will hear, dude, DeAndre Hopkins, he fights for every single thing he does. Like, he has to fight for every yard to get separation. It's a physical game to get those catches on the sideline. Dabo Swinney was absolutely, positively describing the guy that we see here in Houston.
Yeah.
Talk about hand-to-hand combat.
But he shows up every week and every practice. That's in his DNA. That's who you are. Like, believe it or not, I was the same player in the pros that I was in college.
Yeah.
I was just a little bit better and a little bit bigger and a little bit smarter, but I was the same player.
Yeah, for a brief window this season, we saw that Deshaun Watson overcame being surrounded by slappies in the O-line. You can say the same thing about D-Hop as far as the revolving door of quarterbacks he's had to play with. He's excelled, despite the fact that he's had to deal with a lot.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see a full season of Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know that there's going to be this gigantic bump up in numbers that people assume. Hopkins' numbers were the same, virtually the same, with Watson and without Watson this year. Quarterback, to me, Deshaun Watson's calling card is his ability to spread the ball around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the time he was at the height of his rookie powers in those six games, you go look at those box scores. The Texans had 8-9 guys catching passes in those games.
Yeah, Steven Anderson was like, oh, well, you know what? Maybe I changed my mind about Steven Anderson. Oh, this Bruce Ellington guy, he might be the future slot guy that maybe you'd be excited about.
Yeah.
Like, he did. He elevated everybody's play, man, and all of a sudden players that you weren't really noticing much of or were that productive became productive players.
Yep. All right. So, and the other thing Dabo did yesterday that before we cut him loose was mention all the other Clemson players on the Texans team.
Man.
Like, that was the last salvo. Like, this guy just gets it, man.
Do you know what, though? Another reason I'd want to go play for Dabo Swinney? Because he truly cares about his players.
Yeah.
Not every coach. I don't get the sense that Gus Malzahn is just, wants to know what all his former Auburn players are doing and texts with them and keeps up with them. Dabo Swinney genuinely cares about his players, and that comes through when you talk to him.
Conversation for another day, but I still think it's highly likely as soon as Nick Saban hangs it up that he's the next guy at Alabama.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Everybody seems to think that. He's kind of created his...
No, Rich. You keep wanting that to... You think that's going to happen.
I don't want it to happen. I think it's going to happen.
I would think... To me, that's a shame.
He's the coach in waiting.
I think it's a shame. Dude, make your mark on Clemson.
Already has.
You think he's
won a national championship?
Okay, Rich. Yeah. Why not win two?
I'm just saying.
I loved winning three, though, man. Loved winning three.
I understand, but if he wants something even more satisifying, it'll be doing it at his alma mater.
That's not true. That's what your dream is for him. That doesn't mean that's his dream.
That's not what I never said I wanted that.
Do you know if Dabo Swinney wants to go coach at Alabama?
No, I'm speculating. Okay. That's what we do here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've not heard him say that. Well, he ignores it every time they bring it up, which is probably the wise thing
to
do.
Oh, I would never bring it up. I learned my lesson from Les Miles.
No, I'm not saying you should have yesterday at all. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.